This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was detained Sunday in Moscow. The opposition leader was taken into custody during his first time back in Russia since he was poisoned last August. Navalny was traveling from Germany, where he had been in rehab. He was detained at passport control at a Moscow airport. His lawyer, who was traveling with him, was not allowed to accompany him. Last month, Russia's prison service ordered Navalny to attend a parole hearing or risk jail for failing to return before the terms of his suspended sentence expired. He could face a jail sentence of as much as 3.5 years, according to court documents. Navalny fell ill on a flight from Tomsk to Moscow last year. Lab tests in three European countries established Navalny was poisoned with a nerve agent of the Novichok class. The findings led the European Union to impose sanctions on six Russian officials and a state research institute. Across the United States, law enforcement officers and National Guard troops are standing guard at state Capitol buildings Sunday. The extra protection is in preparation of protests leading up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. So far, protests have only drawn a small number of Trump supporters who believe the president's false claim that the 2020 election was rigged. More than a dozen states have activated National Guard troops to help their state capitals following an FBI warning of armed demonstrations with right-wing extremists, emboldened by the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol in Washington on January 6th. Security officials had eyed Sunday as the first major flashpoint. This is VOA News. Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine's party said Sunday that it would challenge his loss in the recent presidential election. Wine's National Unity Party said they have evidence of ballot stuffing and other forms of election malpractice. Uganda's Election Commission declared President Yoweri Museveni the winner of the 2021 general election Saturday. Museveni, who is 76, has ruled Uganda continuously since 1986. He has dismissed claims of voting fraud in the recent election against Wine, who is a singer turned lawmaker. Sunday's announcement from the opposition party came as two people were confirmed dead in protests since the election result, according to Reuters. Both the U.S. and Britain expressed concern over the validity of Uganda's election results. Both nations noted the internet blackout throughout Uganda since before the election day. State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas tweeted Saturday, quote, "We urge authorities to address such irregularities and restore communications." On Sunday, Jake Sullivan, President-elect Biden's incoming national security advisor, tweeted, quote, "The news from Uganda is deeply concerning." He went on, "After this flawed election, the world is watching." Opposition Democrats are building their case for convicting President Trump in his second impeachment trial. The lead House of Representatives prosecutor alleged that the president's incitement of a mob at the Capitol was the most dangerous crime ever committed by a president. Democratic Representative Jamie Raskin said Sunday that the storming of the Capitol was part of President Trump's effort to dismantle and overturn Biden's election victory. Democrats have not yet said when they will send the impeachment article to the Senate. A spokesman for the president dismissed the effort, calling it an impeachment hoax. A small Islamist militant group has claimed responsibility for an attack on Turkish forces in the northwestern Syrian Idlib province. Ansar Abu Bakr al-Sadiq squadron said it was behind the attack Saturday. The attack targeted a Turkish military outpost in the northern countryside of Idlib. The extremist group said Sunday in a statement published on social media, the sniper platoon targeted one of the main bases of the Turkish NATO military stationed near the town of Batbo, which is north of Idlib. Three Turkish soldiers were wounded as a result of the assault, according to local media. Indonesian rescue teams have pulled more bodies from the rubble of residential and commercial buildings toppled by last week's strong earthquake. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.